The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We're in New Jersey after a spectacular night in Manhattan last night at Madison Square Garden, but today there's no rest for the weary. The Sharks have to take on one of the hottest teams in the NHL, the New Jersey Devils. Drew, before we get to today's game, I just want to kind of reflect a little bit on what we just witnessed.
Well, one of the most exciting regular season games we've seen in quite a few years with the San Jose Sharks and the New York Rangers. One of the most back and forth games we've seen. Sharks played a nearly perfect first period, and then after that, Rangers come back, and then a wild third period and a fantastic goal in overtime. We saw the future of the San Jose Sharks as far as the two top players when we look to the future, and maybe not even the future anymore, the present. And Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith just absolutely put the team on their back and just lead them into the fight and win that fight. We saw a great tilt, and it's everywhere on every website there is to watch. That what you know, old school heavyweight matchup, and that Ryan Reeves Matt Rempe fight really inspired the guys. I'm not a big believer that fights change games. I don't think it changed the game, but it certainly inspired, and you talk to the guys, inspired the team and gave them a little extra pep in their step in that first period. We saw a lot of good things about the San Jose Sharks, but again, that was last night.
I want to stay with last night for a second. You're absolutely right, but let's talk about a couple of those things. Number one, they played most of the game with 5D,
yep.
And then they had a couple penalties, and they only had 4D to choose from during that time. I thought that Doug Huda and Brian Wiseman were unsung heroes in this game, the way they prepared these guys for the game, for penalty killing, first of all, but also that timeout they took just before the 5-on-3 started. They didn't score on it, but they got everything organized, and that set things up to score the goal right after the 5-on-3 ended. And there's so many different directions we can go with that, but let's just stick with those two items, the 5D and the way the coach is prepared.
Well, we saw Doug Huda bring out the defense before the game. Now, they did get scored on in the power play on a beautiful, beautiful goal. But they, you look at the Ranger power play and all the players that they have, even though they're struggling right now, that's an extremely dangerous power play. So they did work on those things in the morning skate, and Doug Huda did a great job. And that's what coaching is. It's going, it's doing the video work. It's putting into, okay, we watched the video, now what do we have to do? And having a plan to come out and practice and just make the guys aware of this is what we're going to be looking at today and this is what you're going to be facing. So we have to remedy it this way or try to prevent it from this happening or that happening by doing this. And then, you know, they did, the 5-on-3 was a crucial timeout. They didn't score, as you said, on the 5-on-3, but they scored in the 5-on-4. And the key with that was just understanding that what I liked about that, and this is what I worry about with 5-on-3, especially extended 5-on-3s, that the power play team seems to slow it down because they've got all that time on a 5-on-3. They didn't do that with that 5-on-3 then / 5-on-4. They did play with some urgency, and that was very important.
Sure was, the way that they did that. Also, here's something else that's really important. They've had two good first periods on this road trip. They've started off well. And then the other part is when things didn't quite go their way against the Rangers, and I'm thinking one example, Tyler Toffoli hits the post. In prior games earlier in the season, these guys might have sagged for a minute or two. They didn't sag at all. They just kept going, and they got results for it.
The only part of their game I didn't like was in that second period. When Ryan Warsawski talks about simplifying your game, that doesn't mean flipping the puck out or throwing the puck to pressure or just rimming the puck around. It means being smart with the puck and not making soft plays. Skating, using your feet. And I thought for a little bit they sagged on that in that regard. But they overcame.
They got it back sooner.
They got it back sooner than rather later. Yeah, it wasn't too late to get it back.
Spectacular finish for the game, and of course the celebration at the end was really special. That was something nice. But also, a lot of things have happened on this road trip that have been kind of fun. First of all, Ryan Reeves sets up the Broadway show, the Book of Mormon. The guys all go because they went a day early. Then before the game last night, Harold Robinson, the elderly guy that was a goalie that was put on the ice with the Sharks back at Chelsea Piers last year, or a couple years ago, ends up calling out the starting lineups, and they got that on video. That helps kind of lighten the load, doesn't it?
It's so invaluable. You cannot have a team be a good team without chemistry. When you talk about culture, there's two different things, and there's identity and there's culture. Culture is different from identity. When you talk about culture, bringing Ryan Reeves in was a brilliant move by Mike Greer and his staff. Absolutely brilliant. You can see what Ryan brings, but also
blocked a shot in the third period.
Oh yeah, he just did so much. But he does so much as far as off the ice, in the room as well. And adding to that, you know, with the veterans that the Sharks have, it's just been. It's been wonderful to have them. This is a team, when you talk to anybody, they say the same thing. We really like each other. We get along well. They play for each other, and that's the important thing.
So here we have the Devils. The New Jersey Devils are maybe the hottest team in the NHL. They might be the best team in the NHL at this point, although the Sharks have played a few pretty good teams so far. Jack Hughes is a developed superstar, and yet, even in the New York metropolitan area, because he plays for the Devils, he kind of gets under the radar. He better not get under the radar tonight, and his brother Luke is darn good, too. Brendan Dillon's got game winners in consecutive games, which, you know, Sharks fans are certainly going to appreciate as long as it doesn't happen tonight.
No other Devil defenseman has ever done that.
That's incredible.
Thinking about all the D-men that they've had, is
Niedermeyer, yeah, Stevens.
Yeah, exactly. They're pretty darn good D-men. That's amazing. Way to go, Brendan.
Well, this is a good hockey team, and, you know, Nico Hischier is not even a first-line center. He's playing with Timo Meier, his Swiss countryman. And speaking of Switzerland, Philip Kurashev gets back in tonight. Michael Misa will sit. Because of the injury to Letty, they've got Sam Dickinson to step right in and provide energy. It's a big challenge tonight, these Devils.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't even talk about Jesper Bratt, who's got points in every game. He's been absolutely phenomenal, and that's a sixth-round draft choice.
Pretty good pick.
Not bad at all, right? That's like a Pavelski type situation. He's not at that level, but certainly a great pick for them. And you look at this team, and as you said, you can't sleep on anybody in that team. And the big problem with the New Jersey Devils is they're fast, and they play fast. So that's going to be really important when Kurashev gets in the lineup, and also Sam Dickinson's going to be challenged without a doubt. But overall, when you look at the Devils, they are playing well. They've got everything they have going for them, and that's why when we talked, you know, to start things off, and you talked to Ryan Warsawski, last night's last night. One of my favorite sayings, be where your feet are, so you better be ready to go when your feet hit the ice.
One of my favorite sayings that you have, it's a Remendaism, is maybe you didn't invent this. I know you didn't invent it, but you certainly adopted it.
Yeah, I stole it.
What's important now spells win.
Yep, that's Pat Riley. That's Pat Riley. What's important now? So what's important now is focusing on the Devils and the things that you just talked to Ryan Warsawski about and the things that you talked to the players about is being ready for this. You can't just have one, you know. Once we have the one, you've got to try to get the other one, but they got to clean some stuff up.
How do you deal with the Devils team that's so fast? How do you disrupt their game so they get impatient, so that they start to make errors? Where is that battle won tonight?
Well, the Shark coaches want the Sharks team to be a forechecking team. They want to be a hard forechecking team. So make the New Jersey Devils play in their own zone as much as you can. This is a five-man act. It's five men in every zone. I thought last night their trackbacks were really good, the Sharks. I thought they did a really good job on that. And I thought defensively in their own zone, even though there were a lot of goals scored, they played D with a purpose. There were some heavy lifting shifts for the defense and for the Sharks. So for me, it's about playing five guys, being above the puck, taking away time and space as much as you can.
And our key number three last night was make the last save, and that's going to be big for Yaroslav Askarov tonight. He needs to have a big effort against this Devils team, and that'd be miles for his confidence. It's going to be great. Alex Stalock and I will be on at 3:30 in the afternoon for your drive home from work or for your last hour and a half at the office. Either way, find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and, of course, sjsharks.com/listen and all of our network radio affiliates in Northern California. Until then, that's the morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.